up, everybody? Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem. Today is, I don't know what it is today, September 25th, 2017. And in the studio, we have Randy the Wrench. We have Kip Kotler.
And how do you like me so far?
Can you hear me now?
And the road captain himself, Mr. Hello. Mike Harrison.
Hello, hello.
What's up? Right now, I believe Mama is probably halfway through Jersey right now.
In traffic, hopefully.
And Rod is really sick. He had what I had last week, and I feel a lot better.
Last I heard about Margaret, she was eating pork.
Yeah, at the little piggy place. Right? Yeah, damn it. That's right. I want to get some of that shit, man. So what's up, guys?
Hanging in there. How you doing today?
Good. I'm doing good, man. We got the famous Kip Kotler in studio. He's got so many great stories, right?
Oh, I can sit and listen to him all day.
All day long. Right?
All day long, man.
Yeah.
And the weird part about it, it's all true.
Except for those other stories you told us.
Yeah.
We can't talk about
so, that. So hey, anybody wants to give us a call, man, give us a shout at 877-917-5263. We'd love to talk to you. You want to talk to Kip? You want to talk to Mike or Randy or myself?
Nobody wants to talk to you.
I know. Nobody wants to talk to me. No one ever says hi to me.
Unless it's about food or something like that.
Yeah, you know, send me a bagel.
Talk about
a steak
or, you know, ribs.
Yeah, right? Yeah, jeez.
So, it's all good, though. Yeah.
So what's going on, Kip? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let me see.
Don't be shy.
I've been riding for a while, quite a while.
Sorry. What the hell was that?
That was me. Sorry.
You better be sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been riding for a lot of years, and a lot of great people, you know, I've run into, and that's one of the things I really enjoy is going to places where I see people I haven't seen in a while and stuff.
Right.
You know, going through things with them, their stories, and what's been going on and everything, and that's about it, I guess.
When you go to a function or a charity event.
We have a first phone call tonight.
Oh, that's good, man.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem. Who do we got?
I always get cut off. What the hell?
John Frew.
It is the Frew
Master. Should have figured that one.
He makes some good Frew stuff.
I knew right away it's going to be about food. The first caller. Let's talk about the food.
So, John, what's on your mind?
I'm not calling about food. I'm calling about to get something off my chest.
Uh-oh.
And
what's her name?
You, Johnny, you know what it is. We talked about it over the weekend, and it's just I'm getting so sick and tired of these people that want to ride around on their motorcycles, and they want you to send them donations.
Oh, yeah.
So they can ride around. Let's ride around the country. But, oh, wait, I'll get donations.
Right.
Well, over the weekend, there was a girl from, I don't even know where she's from. She's on Facebook, and these guys put on there, donate to this girl so she could ride around the country. And I'm thinking, who the fuck are these guys, you know?
That's called prostitution,
buddy.
Get
in her pants.
It's illegal.
One guy,
51
he donated
states.
A fucking shower to her or something. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I'm thinking, you know, here's the biggest problem we have in this country right now. One, and people already forgot about Texas. We got Florida with the hurricanes.
Yep.
Major disaster. Puerto Rico is totally out of power.
Yep.
You know, the Virgin Islands, which is ours also, they're totally out of power. People lost everything.
Yep.
And there's
Mexico,
a couple guys on Facebook.
Yep.
And Mexico with their earthquake.
Earthquakes and
hurricanes. There's a couple guys on Facebook. They want to go, and they send this girl some money. You know, send this girl some money so she can ride around the world. Well, you know what I thought about? You know what? She wasn't a bad-looking girl. She had this bright red pink hair. Let her stop at every strip club in the country.
Just
dance her ass off a little bit.
Get on
make
the
some money. Get on her bike. Yeah. Ride to the next place, you know? I mean, it's just simply pathetic anymore. And, you know, I keep hearing this and hearing it. You know, and I had to put a comment. You know, I ride my bike around. Johnny knows I ride all over the country,
he's
too.
Everywhere.
I bust my ass. Yeah. I bust my ass. Yep. I pay for it out of my own pocket. I've never had to get a donation off of PayPal or Facebook or whatever crap other.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
And I think it's just getting pathetic. I mean, we got to take care of our people. And then, you know, of course, yesterday, you know, the football players, they're all not going to stand for national anthem, all this crap, too.
Yep.
You know what? Fuck it. I don't watch football anyways. Oh, it don't matter to me, but if they're going to disrespect this country, football, you know, let them go play over Iran or someplace if they want to play football that bad.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's what I think. Let them go over to some place where they can dodge bullets or something.
You know, 10 years ago, I would have been like, oh, my God, no, watch football, please. Now it's like, who gives a fuck? You know what? Stand up. Really?
Like I said, send them over overseas and let them dodge bullets for a little while.
You know what
it is?
It's a medium. You know, it's like you read it, you see it, you know, you're watching it, but it's a medium. And everything out there is so negative lately. I mean, that's why we have this show, and that's why, you know, Johnny does what he does, and we do what we do with the charity events to make it simplified. And tell you, hey, listen, we're not like that. You want to be political, you want to do whatever, go ahead, do it. But we're bikers. We're true Americans, man.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the way you have to remember, man.
That's exactly
right. And the thing is, like I said when I called in, I had a couple things I wanted to say. Well, I wanted to say congratulations to Edlo Jack for getting into the Motorcycle Hall of Fame on Friday. He got inducted into the Motorcycle Hall of Fame.
Beautiful.
Fame for his accomplishments. You know, back in the day, man, when I was a kid, we all looked up to Eddie, and he was the fastest rider in the world. I mean, nobody can beat him. I mean, the guy was just amazing. And I went riding with him one time, and I was trying to climb a hill. And as I'm climbing the hill, Eddie rides past me on a wheelie and passed me on the back.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was just amazing. I worked with the guy at the shop. I worked with him. His dad had a construction company. We worked together. And, you know, Eddie's just a humble guy. I mean, if you were to meet him, he probably wouldn't even say, you know, that he won 9 national titles and 6 this and 5 this or whatever, but he's just a good old guy, you know. And then, one more thing, Johnny. Remember I told you? We got to talk to people in cars about when you're behind them and they put their fucking windshield wipers on and they wash your windshield wipers and you get hit with that fluid. People, if you're in your cars, look in your rearview mirror before you wash your window.
Whoa, wait a minute. That stuff has alcohol in it.
It's summertime. You don't know what's in there.
You don't even have to stop for a drink.
You don't know what's in there.
What about the cigarette butts?
Oh.
Right? I got hit with a few cigarette butts.
What?
Listen.
Cigarette butts,
man. I'm on the expressway the other day. On Sunday, I got hit with a cigarette. I'm telling you, instantaneously, I get hit with a cigarette butt. And then I have my half gloves on. A bee goes in.
Oh.
Slip, my hand's still swollen. Yeah. Stings me in the...
Oh, and I love that.
My hand's on my throttle. On the throttle. And it's still stinging me. Yep. Yeah, now I'm like, son of a freaking bitch.
I had that one time right up in here. Got right up into the sleeve. Must have gotten me, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, you're there, buddy. You're there.
Go ahead, John.
John, are you there?
John.
Hello, hello.
Brewmaster.
You lost him.
We lost him.
Are we frozen?
He hung up on us.
No. Oh, maybe.
No?
Maybe.
Are we live?
No.
Testing. Is this thing on?
I should zoom in more.
You
zoom in.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm too ugly, that's why. Zoom in more, you lose me.
Anyway, so we lost John. I don't know what
it's
happened.
It's always me. I'm the redhead stepchild here, okay? Don't try taking my place now.
I'm sorry.
All
right,
pull up your big girl panties.
So, anybody, we are talking. We're having a little bit of an issue with the Wi-Fi tonight, and I don't know what it is. We got brand new Wi-Fi, and it's going in and out all fucking night. So,
well, you gotta let Johnny know that to just call in. We're never gonna forget about Texas, baby.
Yeah, so
you know, Texas is other New York, and we're gonna do as much as we can there.
All the
hurricane victims down there, also. So
that's true. Yeah. So there's a lot going on there. So anyway, are we still rolling, right? So all right. So anyway, back to you, Kip.
Well,
I'm sorry.
As long as that stays up, we're good.
Everything's good.
You're definitely an old school biker, man.
Yeah,
I haven't seen your bikes yet.
Vintage. We call them vintage bikers.
Okay, yeah.
They've been around the curve a little bit.
Yeah, they're road bikes. They're not built for show at all. You know, my saddlebags, I put Road King saddlebags on the shovel head, you know. They're filled with tools and parts, you know.
There you go.
It's great. And 99% of the time, I can either get myself or a friend out of a jam. You know?
Right. Well, you know how to fix them, break down, fix them up.
A lot of it was just learned from years of riding and breaking down on the road.
And just
then
fixing
friends,
it by...
Good friends, you know, when I didn't know what I was doing or I wasn't sure about how to do something, I would just check with my friends and, you know. Thank God I got good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, lately I'm the one carrying all the tools, and I'm the one who breaks down.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to actually give Mr. John Frew a call back there. One second. Let me find.
We got another call.
Look, wait, right back, John. Hold that thought. We got Mr. Biker Bob on the phone.
Hello.
Biker Bob's joke of the day.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Mr. Biker Bob? How are you, sir?
Johnny.
Yes, sir.
If an NFL player takes a knee in an empty stadium, is he still an asshole?
He's still an asshole.
He's still an asshole.
Yes, he is, no matter what. Yes, he is.
We're going to be riding our bikes.
Exactly. So, you know, so what's going on, Bob?
Biker Bob's joke of the day is full of anti-NFL shit today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's totally right about that, because I didn't know about anything about the football until I came home from my ride and saw it on the news. You know, about all the people not nailing it. Because I was riding. I was too busy riding. So
Unbelievable bunch of goddamn cowards.
Yeah.
I tried. They're all like the Hollywood cushy-cushy kissy types now.
Exactly.
They all
want us to hold their hands and pay them millions of dollars to be our friends. Well, fuck, I got enough friends.
Bob, can you hold on 1 second? We're having an issue with the Wi-Fi. Can you hold on 1 second? We're back now. We're live again.
I'm telling you, you bring me again? In here, and I got to work with this stuff.
I know. Yeah, we're having an issue with the Wi-Fi. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you need to get a bigger monkey to spin that generator.
Yeah, I tell you, right? So I'm sorry. So continue with your joke for the NFL.
You already said it.
Well, I mean, you know. Hey, they're already a joke. We pay them millions of dollars. They get brain damage.
Yeah,
well, most of their brain damage before they get there.
The funny part about the whole situation is that when they're over in London, they kneel for the United States anthem and they stand up for the English anthem. Yeah. I'm like, well, where do you think these people came from? They came from England.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. It's from England.
The bikers don't even have to wear helmets.
Oh, exactly.
The NFL. Man, they're worried that they're getting brain damage, you know?
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Oh,
so,
man.
Johnny, what are you going to do? I heard you're on a diet.
He just had three Whoppers while I was sitting there.
This is like a diet to you.
Three Whoppers, a milkshake, and a fry. I mean,
he's on the Burger King diet.
I'm on a diet. You have any chickens I can eat over there?
Oh, the chicken. It's bad. Johnny's bad. We had four chickens, right? You remember that? We had LaToya, the black chicken.
Yep.
With Henrietta, the red chicken.
Right.
And we had two white chickens, and they were both named Hilda, okay? Something's killed them. We think it's an eagle. Evidently, it's a racist eagle, because the only chicken that didn't kill is LaToya, the black chicken.
Man.
The white one first. It's like raising chickens in downtown Chicago.
He's got chicken. I have a great idea. I'm going to hook you up with a man named David Hayes, okay? Because you got the chickens, he's got the pig.
He has the pig.
We can have a hell of a barbecue. I'm thinking. What do you think?
I'm in.
You're in?
Sounds good.
I'm in.
I'm all about pigs and chicken, man.
Pigs and chicken, man.
Nothing like a good pig roast.
This is what's been going on, Biker Bob.
Right.
I don't know if you guys are aware. You know, Harley Custom Paint is done in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Every year, Harley Davidson sponsors a huge fall motorcycle ride.
Okay.
2 weeks ago. Thousands and thousands of bikes in this little town. Bands, booze, broads, you name it, it's there.
Okay.
We put on a ride there. We had breakfast. Everything was really cool. Nice place. If you're ever in this area, in Wisconsin in the fall, boy, if you want to really have a good time, you want to go to the Tomahawk Harley Fall Ride.
Right.
Because there's big name bands there. There's a lot of good people. And there's about every goddamn thing you can eat, including maybe a couple of my fucking chickens.
Nice.
The missing chickens.
The missing chickens. And David Hayes would be like, hey, where's my pig?
Where's my pig?
And we'd be like, ah, I don't know.
You guys got it made.
Spent
a weekend in Indiana. Which, personally, I like to call hell. It was 97 degrees. I caught a cold.
Oh, yeah, me too.
97-degree weather.
Yep.
Horrible. So now I sound like I look. You know, but it's bad. It's a bad deal, John.
That's okay, man. You look great, brother.
When you get yourself down to take this 2XL shirt, you call me and I'll send you the shirt. I'm not going to send you a shirt and have you say it fits and then you have your picture taken with it and your guts all jammed.
You better make it 3X then.
We don't make it 3X. We like our members to be a little trimmer than that.
Oh, man. So, okay, I'll do that for you. I'll start tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll bet tomorrow. You probably missed a bratwurst tomorrow or something.
Yes.
I like a single Whopper instead of a double. Yeah. Right?
That I had today, I had some Jewish hot dogs today.
Nice.
Oh, I love those.
Oh.
Really good.
Oh, yeah. No
veinless, right? The veinless Jewish hot dogs? the ones without the
veins? No, he likes the ones with the veins.
He likes the one with the veins? I just want to make sure, man. You know? Randy, you never know these days.
Or hamburger.
Oh, my God. So, anyway.
Okay, John. All my voice is killing me. I will get a hold of you in a couple of weeks.
Go, brother.
Hang tight, brother.
Good talking to you, man.
Later, boys.
Go check out.
Take care, brother.
Biker Bob's joke of the day.
Awesome.
Take care, Bob.
Be there, be square, boys.
Bye-bye now.
Take care now.
Way better than Jack.
Hey, Rod was calling me. Should I call him back?
Yeah, call him back.
All right, let's call Rod back.
Unless he's going to be coughing or sneezing. Yeah, no, let's find out. Playing in, I'm sick,
Let's find out. Let's see if he... If he answers his phone.
He's going to go, oh, you're not on air, dude. Right? He's going to have something negative to say, I guarantee you.
Yo!
What up, Rodney?
What are you, in the wind tunnel?
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem. Who do we have?
Yo, Johnny, what's going on, you fucking pig in my ass?
What I do
close
now?
Your window.
Yeah, what are you driving?
You got me sick, you rat freak.
What?
You got me sick.
My plan worked as well.
Well, that's what you get for French kissing.
You.
Yeah, right? You try to kiss me, man, that's what's going to happen. You're going to get sick. So,
that back room again.
Well, listen, we got to do a show, so you feel better.
Right.
You going to call it?
You guys kick ass tonight, all right, without me.
All right, so we're going to do your cigar porn tonight.
I'm going to do
It's not going to
do it?
Yeah, we're going to do it. I'll use this pen. All right?
All right, boys. Guys, have a good show. I'll talk to you soon.
Later, brother.
Later.
Rodney. Rodney is feeling under the weather.
He's a good guy, though.
So.
Got number love for that guy.
Yeah.
He's a totally awesome guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. Ah! No.
It's all fun and games until somebody pokes an eye out.
Right. That's right.
You know that.
All right, I keep going away from you, so.
It's all right.
So let's start, what made you get into, like, the old-school bikes? Because you started riding at a young age, obviously.
Yeah, I basically always had
that's all there was around. What he was riding. What do you, knuckleheads?
Yo, shovelheads and knuckleheads.
Yeah. I love old-school, you know?
All old-school, man. That's awesome, man. You had a lot
even
of
the Triumphs, man. The Triumphs back then were good, too.
Oh, yeah, Bonnevilles and Triumphs.
Triumph makes a cool bike.
The Bonnevilles.
They make some pretty weird things. Yeah. I mean... We were up in Lake George one year. We're riding around through the back roads, and I keep seeing way behind me. I see these two headlights. So I'm thinking, I know it's some Japanese bike or something. And he's way back there, and I can just catch glimpses of these two little headlights, you know. And as we get into town now everything just backs up because you got lights and everything. So I'm sitting there, and I'm always in the back anyway. So I'm sitting there, and I'm by myself, and there's nobody next to me. And all of a sudden, this thing pulls up next to me. Got these two little tiny headlights on it, and it's a inline four-cylinder friggin' Triumph with like four huge carburetors sticking out the side of this thing. You had to hear this thing. It sounded like a truck.
Wow.
And I forgot what they called it. They don't make it anymore. They made it only for a couple of years. The thing was an animal. It was just I did one of these. I just kept double down. That's not a bike, right?
Yeah, at one time, they were the fastest bike on the market.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They broke all kinds of records.
Nah, see, I've always thought Triumphs are pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, I don't know not much about them, but they are pretty cool. You know, I ride with guys that started out. You know, Doc, that's what he rode when he was young.
Yep.
He rode a Triumph. Yep. He had an old Commander, and you know, he rode that thing to death.
I had a BSA back in the day.
Yeah.
The late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
And all the wires were crossed, so it's opposite. Because it's from, Europe. Yeah. So when I
switched
the
England.
Wires in the right spot, England, and switched the wires in the right spot, it blew everything up.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Well, England, they don't know how to do wiring over there. They just have no clue.
Oh, boy.
Everything they wanted has just gone haywire.
Of course it
is. You know, Jaguars, VSJs. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Anything that they've made, it's just been a mess when it comes to wiring.
Anyone out there that's listening right now, we're having a really bad Wi-Fi problem. I don't know what it is tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I see that we're blurry, in and out. I really apologize. I don't know what's wrong with this thing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, you got me on this one, too.
Yeah, and Randy. Randy, the wrench can't fix it. Nobody can fix it.
I've been playing with this thing for days.
Well, yeah, days. We've been playing with it, right?
I mean, we had it, too.
That's our third one.
Third one.
Yep.
The first one worked great for about 4 weeks.
Yeah, and then flawless.
Flawless.
Everybody was online.
16 people.
Running.
That's the only box I know that you said red is good. Usually when it has a green light, it's good.
Yeah.
But you said red
is good.
Well,
all the lights are in the back.
Oh, they're in the back of it.
Yeah, so.
No, that's what it's supposed to do, but it's just not working.
So, anyway, yeah, so welcome back to the show. Again, if you were cut off, I don't know what's going on, but we're having problems, but stick with us. I guess we got Mr. Kip Kotler with us.
We get
Mr. Mike Harris. So,
we'll get through it one way or the other.
Mike, any new updates with the app?
Well, hopefully it's going to be out in the next couple of days, the 28th.
Okay.
With Irma hitting Miami area, so it might be a week delayed. I'm hoping not.
Okay.
But if it is, that's going to be working great for us. So I'll be back here next Monday to launch it live.
That'd be nice.
With all you guys.
That's nice, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. We'll sit there and guys can give me $3.99.
What exactly?
<There you go. laughs> I knew there was something up
with that. There's always a click. But
So tell a little bit. Some new listeners that what the app actually does.
Oh, listen.
Hear about this app?
It's a motorcycle navigation app that actually has a. You know what? I was talking to a guy, old school, like Kip this weekend, and he goes, "Oh, I have a GPS, and I could get that on my phone, and I could get that from the computer." I'm like, "This app does every single thing in one unit. It downloads your trip. You can see your trip before you take your trip. It has OnStar. It has." Pothole detectors. It has up-to-date weather systems if you're going from Carolina to Florida to Georgia. That weather changes quick.
Right.
You know, so it gives you up-to-date quick. It's interactive. So if you're riding with other buddies, instead of going to the bar and go, "Hey, where's Johnny? Johnny's all the way back, you know, at exit 60. We lost him, you know, half hour ago."
But
it tells you, "Hey, your guy's down."
Yeah, Johnny.
You know, it has... you could plan day trips, you could plan long trips, you could plan charity events, bike weeks, everything that you could imagine to have for an app for motorcycles, it's in this one package.
That's fucking awesome. You know? And you have to get, everyone should own this app. Everybody, every biker should have this app.
Wait a minute, what about the old guys who don't even have phones?
Watch out for that pothole.
Listen,
follow me, okay?
You know those flip ups are long time gone. You got to get a regular phone now.
Trust me, I know, but I ride with a few guys that don't even.
But even if they
have is,
even
know,
if they have GPS, they could hook up the app from their GPS. You know, if they have like a GPS from Holley. I have a Holley. I have a 2015 Road Glide. I mean, that's a GPS. You have to be a rocket scientist. You know what I'm saying? This is an app for dummies, for biker dummies like us. You know, like myself. You know,
I got a friend of mine who's got the 16, and we just gave up on it.
It's impossible.
He lets his old lady do it on the phone behind her because the thing on the he just turned it off.
I'll tell you, I had that going one time in my phone, and I logged the information in my phone and information into the GPS in the Holley. The Holley didn't kick in right away, so I'm going down. 495 in Connecticut, and all of a sudden everything kicked in. The GPS kicked in from the bike.
Well, yeah, because the bike is satellite.
But
it's not cellular.
My phone's going make a right. GPS of the Holley's make a left. I'm like, I'm in a seven highway.
I'm just gonna go straight.
I'm like, where the hell do I go?
See, that's one of the problems with the Holley app. It's not cell. It's not cell or Wi-Fi. It's that thing is all satellite. So you get out from underneath the satellite or you know something like that. You're done. You're finished. Yeah.
And this app goes with every phone that you have. So, you know it's an important thing to have if you love to ride, even if you're just getting a bike, you know, because if you're just getting a bike, it's going to show you where to go in your local area, what bike runs are going to be having, or what charity events are in your neighborhood. So you can get to know the biker well, community and
that,
ride.
That's a really cool part that it, yeah. that it throws that in. I mean, all the other stuff is cool, but I mean, just so that it throws in what's going on, so that you get a guy that, you know, he rides by himself or he's just new to getting into it. He can now go, oh, some place to go to hang out. You
exactly.
know,
some place to look. And all the bars and the restaurants and the hotels, all biker friendly. You're not pulling up to a, you know, to a hotel and have to worry about your bike or have to worry about,
right.
you know, if I'm going to be too loud or they're going to call the cops or they're
going
to look
the natives
at me.
Being unhappy.
Right. Or exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what the gas station does. You know, you know, you're going down and, you know, you have to pull over to the right to get gas. You want to make sure you're in the right area to pull over to get gas. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I have.
I mean, this is how the whole thing created.
That happened to me in Baltimore. Me and my buddy was riding through Baltimore. And some guy pulled up next to us and looked at our license plate. He goes, "You rode down from New York?" I said, "Yep." He goes, "Aren't you afraid of being robbed?" I said, "Aren't you afraid we're not going to rob you?" Then we got the fuck out of it. But you know,
they come like ants sometimes. So
where can you find the app?
Oh, you just go right to the App Store.
App Store?
You go right to the App Store. You go to our website, roadcaptain.com. Or you go right to the Facebook that we have, roadcaptain.com on the Facebook. And just everything's there, self-explanatory, and just hook it up, and you're good.
Also,
and listen, and it's cheap. I mean, I kept the price down low, man. You know, so because I want everyone out there to have fun and get back into the biking community, man.
The important
we are the best
that's right.
part. I mean, we just did a run on a Sunday for epilepsy, you know, and they came from Nassau all the way, you know, to Suffolk County. For Austin's run, great kid, you know, that's fighting the disability. And, I mean, this is what it's all about. And everyone that I talk to loves the idea that, you know, it's about getting people back in the communities, helping each other like we always do, and riding the goddamn bikes. Not just going 20 miles. Not just going, I'm talking hundreds of miles.
Yeah,
you know,
nice.
Ride, you know.
Nice. Matter of fact, well, I'm trying to work it out where on October 8th we can actually do this together, Motorcycle Mayhem and the Road Captain. I'm looking at an event here on October 8th called the Memorial Bike Run in loving memory of Gene, I can't say this last name the way, Israelbal, right?
Israelbal.
Gene Israelbal.
Okay. I told you I'd be there with you, brother.
Thank you, man. Israelbal.
Israelbal.
Okay, in loving memory of Gene Israelbal, okay?
What's the name of the app? Roadcaptain.com, my app?
Yeah. So this.
Oh. Roadcaptain.com.
This.
Capital R, capital C.
Yeah.
This benefit for the Memorial Bike Run in the loving memory of Gene Israelbal is going to be at Popeye's Clam Bar, okay? Register at 10:30, okay? But check this out, right? It's going to be $50 a bike and $10 for a passenger. That sounds like a lot of money, right?
It does.
But, okay? Popeye's in Quorum, it's a shark tournament event they're having that same day.
And if anybody's been there when they had that shark fest, I mean, it is awesome.
And
the food that they put out, and the sharks, I mean, it's worth it just with that. They stopped the last year, they had it a couple years ago.
Right, they're going to have it this year.
And
you can eat with a shark. Yep. It's all included.
Right.
Shark and the drinks. All included, right?
No money comes out of your pocket.
So what they're going to do is...
you got to tip the bartenders.
Of course.
Always tip the bartenders.
What they're going to do is that leaving 431 Middle Country Road, which is Popeye's, okay, kickstands up at 11:15. They're going to ride to Cedar Beach, Harbor Beach Road in Mount Sinai, you know, Cedar Beach that's out there.
Yep.
And they're going to do the ashes, okay? And then they're going to ride back, and the party's going to be at the Popeye's Clam Bar. The food, the drinks, two live bands, all right? So check them out. It'll be $10 at the door also, okay? Plus $50 a bike. Go check it out, man. And this is something that I think is an awesome event that Motorcycle Mayhem Radio and the Road Captain,
we
might have our tent set up, selling T-shirts and, you know, donating or whatever we can to them as well. And we're looking forward to that, you know? So
yeah, we'll definitely be there and, you know, selling our shirts, or, you know, Mayhem and the Road Captain shirts there. And
that's it.
And we definitely will donate some of that
proceeds,
you know, to the charity and to the cause. But.
And Randy might show up, just stand there and be like, I'm Randy
Rich. You never know.
Take pictures with him.
Never know.
Piggybacks, whatever you want to do. Yeah. You know?
No, he loves the piggyback rides.
So, Kip, you've been to a lot of events like this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Any good stories about any of them? Or?
I got tons of stories.
Well, we got time here.
We got time.
All right, let me see where
I need you to talk a little bit closer to the mic, though.
Oh, let me pull it over here. Hey, can you hear me now?
I hear you.
All righty. Oh, let's see. All righty. Oh, well, one of the times I was going upstate, and it was going to rain all the way up there. But once you get up there, it was going to, you know, stop. The whole event will be nice and dry and everything. And I was with an ex-girlfriend of mine, one of my close friends still, and I'm like, I don't have a front fender on the bike. I'm like, oh, man. What? That morning, I'm looking around, you know, I was in the driveway. I'm like, let me check out and see what I can find. I took my friend's garbage pail lid off his garbage pail. I bent it over, and then the four bolts right into
Are you fucking
That's old school, brother, right there. Yeah. You can't make that stuff up.
That is awesome.
Trip down to Florida was good. No problems mechanically. You know, the bike, I just finished rebuilding it and everything. It was great all the way down.
Okay.
And on the way, after I finally got down there, I heard the top end getting... I heard the top end getting loud, and I knew right away I was losing oil. So I looked at the bike, sure enough, I see spray all over the back. But
Hello?
Hold on one second, Cola. Hold on one second.
Oh, sorry.
And,
lower your radio.
I always wanted to say that. Could you lower your radio, please?
I'll be right back.
He's
thinking of that.
Hold that thought one second, Kip. What do we got on the phone here?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Larry. I have a question.
Sure. Go for it.
Are you broadcasting me live?
Yes.
All right. Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I had a 74 knucklehead, and I blew the rear cylinder, and I could only find a 61 inch cylinder. Can I use a stroker plate to raise the cylinder to the proper height?
That's all yours, Kip.
No, I'm not going to go with that. I mean,
Hello?
You got to look into a lot of different things with this.
You
just can't throw that type of question.
It doesn't sound like a good idea. Yeah.
No, it sounds like a no over here.
Did he just hang up?
Yeah,
he's gone. Oh, dude, I was just going to rip the guy.
I was waiting for the guy to be a wise guy.
Yeah, I don't think that was the real call.
No, I think that was like,
I'm not trying to be here answering technical questions. You got, it's a lot to it. You got to see the bike, take it apart. There's a lot more to it. You just can't,
Well, personally, the question he was asking?
It's impossible.
You use
two different freaking parts of a,
But anyways, back to what I was telling you about.
Florida trip.
Florida trip.
So when I got down there and I was going over to Seabreeze Bridge in Daytona, I heard the motor getting loud. And I'm like, I knew right away I was losing oil. The sound of the bike.
Oh, yeah.
And so I looked down and I seen a spray on the side. I right away pulled the clutch, put it neutral, shut the bike down, and coast in. I seen one of those quick stop marts on the side, and I made it in. Now, going in the store, I know in my saddlebags I didn't have a drain plug, and I'm like cursing myself, oh, man. So now I go in the store, I tend to be a lot like MacGyver, I always find ways to fix the bike, and I usually have what I need in the saddlebags. So I go in the store, my first thing I see is a 1157 light bulb, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll take some tape, wrap around it, and try
screw
to
it in.
Thread it in.
Wait, hold that thought again. Was that on? Fuck me, man.
They're hanging up on me.
No, it's fucking his Wi-Fi tonight.
Yeah. We're back?
No. Oh, wow.
This is a nightmare. Really is a nightmare.
Getting time, Johnny.
Getting time to move.
What is it? The modem itself?
That one's not working. That's brand new. It's not working.
Just set everything up in my warehouse, man. Right in Bohemia, New York.
Try to switch back over to that one again. See what happens.
They got extenders, too, you can hook up with them.
That's what that is.
It is an extender.
They need rabbit ears over here.
That's what I was going to say. The one I have, I can go in my garage and pick up my cigarette.
We're back?
We're back. Hey, sorry about that, folks.
Okay, sorry.
So you got light bulbs.
Light bulb.
Nope, I didn't get the light bulb. I wasn't happy with that idea. I said, let me go outside and see what I can find. I looked around, I'm walking around, I see a spatula on the grass with a wooden handle. And I'm like, ah, that's going to work. I said, this is perfect because I shaved it down so it fit in there nice and snug and twisted a little, got it in good. And I know once it gets wet and from the heat of the oil, it's going to swell.
Yep.
So I'm like, this is great. Now I call my friend Tom from Chopper World, who's in Daytona, has a shop right on Main Street.
Right.
And I tell him, what happened. I need, because he sells used parts, I need a plug for the drain for the oil tank. So I get there, and as I'm in the shop, he gives me a couple because they come in different sizes. So I said, I'm not sure which one it is, and I need something like a drain pan because I'm going to drain the oil in the bike. I says, the bike's right outside. So now he's curious. He's like, how do you ride here without a drain plug in his oil tank? So now he follows me out. We got a tray, to put the oil in. I had extra quarts in my saddlebags. And he walks around to the side, and he's like, no way. Yeah. The thing's sticking right out. The whole spatch is sticking out.
Oh, my God.
That would be me. That's the kind of things I do.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's a great story.
Yeah.
That is a great story, man.
On the way down the same trip, a girl, a friend of mine, Regina, she used to make me these imitation eagle feather earrings. And she would take silver wire and wrap it around and then make the clip on the end.
Right.
So my friends I ran into in Jersey are next to me. And we're two-thirds of the way down, and they're pointing behind me. I think something's wrong with the bike. Something's going on, smoke, whatever. I look, I'm like, what's going on? They keep pointing. I didn't see them pointing further back. So I look, and I see these guys, and their faces are pinned to the windshield. The driver and the passenger have their faces like this, and they're going like this. And I'm like, what the hell are they looking at? And then all of a sudden, I seen the piece of wire that was attached to the thing unwound and ended up two car lengths behind me. And the tension, you can't tell the difference because it pulls either way, whether it's long or short. And I see their faces looking at the feather flying all over the windshield.
Oh, that's great.
I had cramps. I had to pull over. I was like, no way.
That was great.
It was still airborne.
Oh, that's great.
Did we lose the caller?
Yeah, let's call him back. See what we have here.
It's okay on the iPad, but I'm not giving
you. Let me miss you.
We still on?
Can't hear
you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're still on.
Still on. This show is it's killing me tonight.
Oh,
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, this whole thing is just,
Okay, placing a Wi-Fi call.
Try that with yourself.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Joey's Pizza?
Hello?
Hello?
Who we got here?
Hello. I got to call you right back.
You sound like
that sounded like the same guy before.
Thanks for sharing.
Did that sound like the same guy before?
Yeah, it was.
Right?
It was. Same guy.
I got to call you back.
So anyway, you got to
block that phone number. Block that phone number.
You know what, Dennis from East Coast?
Can we do that?
East Coast Superbikes?
He can, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, he had his old shop was on 109.
Where? From
okay.
Where?
East Coast? Dennis from East Coast Superbikes.
Yeah.
His old shop on 109 now. I've known Dennis a long time. And I call him. I says, can I bring my bike in? I just had, an accident. What happened was the guy tapped me, whatever. My shocks popped off, the shafts going into the frame.
Wow.
Now I'm like, but there was a hardware store nearby.
Right.
So I said, let me go in there. Maybe I can rig something up. I'm like, it's not likely, but let me see if I can think of something. They had 2x4s and they had hose clamps. And I said, this might work because I'm not going to ride fast. I'm going to go as fast as I need to so I don't have to push it. And I wasn't far. I was right down
5 miles an hour work.
Exactly.
We have a sick hole. Hello, you on the air? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Can anybody hear me?
You're off the air.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Are we live?
You're on the air. Live on the air.
Live on the air.
Okay.
Scrap that.
Let's call them back and surprise them.
Surprise them. It's not bad that we're stalking our own, but let's stalk the person.
What do you want?
What do you want?
You got food?
Yeah. I need two Domino's pizzas delivered, please, and pepperoni.
Hold on, let me end that one. Let's start this one again. Boom. Okay. Right. Wait, something's not right there.
Hold on. Pepperoni. Hold on.
That's me. Echo.
Yeah.
That was weird. Well, hold on. I don't know what's going on with these phones tonight, man. The whole Wi-Fi. I think it's the... Yeah, it's ringing. It's ringing.
It's the atmosphere.
Hello.
Hello. What do we got?
Hey, this is Winford down in Mississippi. How y'all folks doing?
We're doing good.
I love Mississippi. Actually, I'm going to be there this weekend.
Hey, anybody there?
Yeah, we're here. You hear us?
Can you hear us? Hello?
How y'all fellas doing this evening?
We're
doing good. The Wi-Fi is killing us, but otherwise we're doing good. How are you, sir?
I guarantee you it is. It's going in and out faster than you shake a stick.
So what's happening, brother?
Oh, nothing much. Just got back from riding Alabama a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Big to go out again this weekend for me another little ride. Just want to let y'all fellas know I really enjoy y'all show.
Really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I'll be down in Mississippi this weekend. I'm going to pick up a toy hurler that I just bought down there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be hanging out in Mississippi.
Well, listen, you just need to stay the hell out of Mississippi. There ain't nothing here.
It's just as long as it's not a dry county, I'd be there, brother.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hey, man.
Listen, I want to throw a little shout-out to a couple things here. Listen,
sure.
A lot of these women that... we've got on these different shows and outfits and all. I hate Mama's not there today. That old camel toe of hers, I mean, it was fun watching her get that thing.
She is probably home by now, but, yeah, she got the night off tonight. She'll be back next week.
Tell her she doesn't need to have the night off anymore because when she's off, things seem to mess up.
All right. I don't know what the hell's going on.
A couple of things I want to say. Listen, we've got some wonderful, wonderful women that watch this show. That's some different things. We've got, you know, Angie and,
okay.
and Kelly. Yeah, yeah. And,
we love Angie. Yeah. We all love Angie.
No, we love Angie. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised she's not calling tonight.
Jane Morris.
Oh. Yeah. Twinkle.
Kim Roden.
Kim Roden's awesome.
Kelly.
Kelly's awesome.
Jane's a darling.
Yeah.
Listen, we can name them off just as well as you can.
Yeah.
We pay attention to here.
I just need to tell all our bikers out there, listen, these women right here, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for them.
Amen to that, brother.
That's right.
99% of the men out there do it right. There's that 1% that just, you know, don't know how to treat women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And they need to go ahead and try to get their shit together.
Listen, I'm right there with you, man. The word respect goes a long way, man. That goes with women, that goes with everything. It's all about respect.
Yep, that's true.
And especially when it comes to women, man. Treat everyone like you're your daughter, everyone like you're your mother, man. You got a woman, you better love her and cherish her, man.
That's right.
You're 100% right. God bless,
brother.
That's
it. You keep on preaching that too, brother.
I will, keep on preaching that, man.
That's right.
We need to let everybody out there know that, you know, we need to take care of our women.
Yep,
that's right. So, listen, thank you so much for calling the show. We really appreciate it. Spread the word of the mayhem.
I do, and I appreciate it, Johnny and Rod and all of y'all. Mr. Rich, I mean, I appreciate it. Y'all do a great job. And
thank you.
Let's get Mama back in here.
She'll be back next week. Love and Rod, we'll both be back in next week.
Y'all are gone again.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, y'all have a good night.
You too, brother.
Thank you for calling, man. Bye-bye.
That's a passionate dude, man. And he's 100% right. Treat your women well.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Mississippi.
Mississippi. I can't wait to get down there.
That's right.
You know?
So I'm going
to... I think that's one of the few states I've missed.
I've never been to Mississippi.
Yeah, me too. I think I just skimmed by it one night.
Not in Alabama, somehow I've missed that.
Alabama?
I somehow missed those. I don't know. I never seem to make that turn. I always seem to cut the corner off.
You get around it, right? You know? So, anyway, what were you saying now? Where were we? Forgot.
What are you looking at me for?
He's looking at both of us. Let me go on with another one, I guess.
I can go to commercial quick to get that out of the way. We can do that.
Yeah, it was that time.
So we can do
that.
It's going to
be a live commercial.
Yeah, well, I'll do both, actually. Okay, I can do this, you do that, you do this, you do that.
Now no, we're all going to talk about cigar porn.
All right.
Go to Goodfellas.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers' full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. But you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yes, you are. You are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem
back
Radio.
To where they left off
and we're back on the air. Oh, what's up?
Nice. Yeah, real nice. Thanks for the heads up there.
Yeah, good warning there, Johnny.
Yeah, good warning.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're on the air.
We're on the air.
You're going to find this show all over Facebook. We got three of them going out there right now, so we do apologize for that, but put them all together, you get one good show.
You get one good show.
So anyway, sir, you were saying about...
I don't know where I got cut off at, but, you know, I got to Dennis's shop, and he was curious, like, how'd you get here? I said, you know, I got the bike outside, I just rode here. So he came out and he seen what I did. He was like, no way.
Wow.
But there's a little thing flapping out there. What is that, a left-hand signal or what?
So it's a lot of working on the bikes, you know, breaking down, finding ways to fix stuff and moving on.
Right, you know? Right, exactly.
And then the same with helping my friends, you know, it's like, a lot of times, friends would want me to go to runs with them, and they know if something happens, they're like, oh, good, he's here with his toolboxes and his saddlebags, yeah. You know?
I always get that. People are always like, are you coming along? Yeah, I guess I am now.
Yeah.
And they all leave when you leave. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, no tag-alongs.
Yeah. Except for last 2 years ago, going to Pennsylvania, got Newark, New Jersey, and bike just quit. Boom. That was it. Tuna freaked out on the bike and just quit and couldn't get it running. Get towed to a really nice Harley Davidson dealer over in Rahway, New Jersey. Nice people, man. They spent 2 hours with me out in the bike. They wouldn't take it in the shop because if they take it in the shop, they got to write it up. So we're standing out in the parking lot, which we get this. We finally get the bike running. It's not perfect. It's enough to get me home. And I go. So I go to the guy. Look, you know, what do I owe you? No, don't worry about it. I said, come on, yeah, take $50. Go buy the guy some, you know, something. No, we're not allowed. We're not allowed to take tips.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys would be kidding. The guy wouldn't take a damn dollar from me for nothing. Spent 2 hours with me. We got the bike running. I did end up getting it home, but Nice people over there. Yeah, very nice.
I blew a ride up there in North Carolina, in Greensboro. And the same thing. I bought my bike in. The guy goes, listen, if I have to take this apart,
right,
this is going to cost you a fortune.
Right.
So he had his guys bring me over to U-Haul. I got a U-Haul. The guy goes, you can't strap. I'm not going to strap. I put the bike in the U-Haul, right, strapped it up. You know, he goes, yeah. I'm like, see you later.
Wow.
Gave him $50. But they're like, I don't want nothing. I'm like, go get lunch, man.
Oh, wow.
Get a couple of beers. But that's the way they are, Harley Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
But once they get you through that door, you're fucked.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, it's funny. This guy over in Rahway, I mean, he's in the middle of hell there. I mean, it's not a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's got some deal up there. I don't know. He's doing... he's got like town contracts, and he's got
the police department
contract. But he's got more than that.
That's the whole same bunch of Raleigh Greenberg. That's the same place I was. And they had the dirty hotel right next to it. And
I know, right there by the train tracks. Right.
Yeah, the same place.
We pull in there. The guy's got here. I counted him. 77 motorcycles sitting in the parking lot waiting for service. Yeah.
Wow.
He did all the cops, the state troopers up there.
Yeah.
You guys got all kinds
of contracts.
That's weird, yeah.
And like I said, that was just sitting out in the parking lot. That wasn't what was in the shop and everything else. But there was 77 motorcycles sitting out there, and I'm like, this guy's got something going on.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's got to know what he's doing. And we did. We ended up, me and the service manager, we got my bike running. I mean, it ran like crap and everything else, but I got it home.
Right.
I mean, I got it from Jersey all the way back out here. So, you know what I mean? And the guy wouldn't take a damn nickel from me.
That's good.
No matter what. I mean, I'm trying to shove it in his pocket, and he won't.
See, they're all good guys out there. And
you know what?
While I'm on that subject.
There we go.
Bike and Trash Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is an awesome, awesome group there. Ran by Wayne Pixel, and I'm out on the air right now. Okay, we are back on the air. Sorry about that again.
I can't believe.
Anyway,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
No, hold on. Right. We're back on the air. this Wi-Fi is killing us tonight. It really is killing us. I do apologize for anybody watching and trying to watch us tonight. It must be a horror show.
Oh, it's got to be brutal.
A horror show.
Got to be brutal.
Thank you for sticking with us, if you did. But anyway, I was saying, Bike and Trash Nation is an awesome, awesome group ran by Mr. Wayne Penix. And, of course, Vandy Gilbert, the First Lady. And there's so many people part of that.
Oh, I love her. She is such a pisser.
I'm going to run off a few names here, if I can pronounce them the best I could, all right? We got Big Al, Alan Minton. All right? David Holland, Frank Holland, Tracy Perdue, Christine Young, Anita Miles, Paula Voigt, KK, Laura Anderson, Tim Goodwin, the actual Bike and Trash Nation tattoo guy, I guess, or he has it. I'm not sure. If I'm wrong, let me know what it is. Sorry. John Antarella. That's Yankee John, the Forgotten Sons local chapter. You know what? There's probably so many more names out there we can go on. And let me tell you, Wayne Penix appreciates every one of you guys.
Yeah.
And you guys got a great group, a great organization.
Wayne is a solid guy.
Wayne is a solid guy.
And I love his old lady.
His old lady
is such a pisser. She makes me laugh.
They do a lot with the bikes, and they're out there every weekend to do something.
Yeah. Yep,
at Campbell City.
They did a big run for the hurricane victims.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, raise money. That's what they do.
He's always doing something.
Always.
Check out Bike and Trash
Nation,
man.
Always got something going on.
Yes.
That's the way to be, though.
You know,
and we're going to be...
Keep the wheels rolling, your feet moving, man.
Yeah, I guess. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he keeps day job. He keeps all this going and just...
Dedication, man. Dedication.
Yeah, I know, but...
The man loves what he does.
Yeah. It's tough, man.
It's a fun job
especially
to have,
after
man.
What he's been through.
Yes, well, you know.
Yeah.
But we are going, actually, October 14th. We'll be in North Carolina hanging out with Bike and Trash Nation.
I'm taking a road trip.
You're going to be coming because it's on the way down to Daytona.
I told you. I'm coming back from Vegas on the 14th.
Okay.
Boom.
All right.
We're there. I'll be back.
All right.
I'll be back at 5:30 in the morning on the 14th.
All right.
And then we're gone.
Oh, nice. So
I'm not going to miss an opportunity, a second opportunity, to not go down there and
yeah.
swing some back with Bike and Nation.
Yeah, Bike and Trash Nation, that's right.
Because that's the way to go. They know
definitely,
how to party.
Definitely a great group.
Oh, yeah. What's the bar called? The Dirty Wall? The Dirty
Hole?
They
got so many. The Double D's.
I want to go the Dirty Watered Hole or something. I mean, that's my bar, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I want to sit on a stool and have a beer.
Yeah, well, you're riding through town, okay, and you see a name like, all right, that's where I'm stopping there.
Call me at 631-560-3416. All right, give me a call.
We're getting aggravated here.
Yes,
the F bomb.
Anybody's trying to get through on that.
All right, 631-560-3416. Give me a call. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And Kip Kotler wants to hear from you. Kip is like a legend.
Oh, you forgot to mention Kim Roden.
I said Kim Roden.
Did you say Kim Roden?
I did. All right, you're hitting that little thing over there.
Oh, no. You don't understand. We don't mention her.
I'm getting so frustrated in this place. I got to bring my own stuff.
If we don't mention her name, she's going to drive up here and smack us.
And also, Scott Bushy, man. This guy started his new life, man. I want to say congratulations and good luck to your new life in Ohio, brother.
Oh, peace.
Rock that shit, man. So, and of course.
A new wife. Why would you do it twice?
The new life. And of course, David Hayes.
David Hayes is the bomb,
great,
man.
David, give me a call, man.
We know he's trying to listen.
Yeah, well, you know, trying to listen, I'm sure, because we're having so many problems over here. And let me see where we're at here. Let me see. Rebecca Higgins.
Oh, yeah?
Saying, yes, yeah? Hello. Missed some of it. Yeah, we're fucking sucking tonight, guys. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sucking.
No, we're not sucking. The Wi-Fi is sucking.
What you guys are doing behind there is up to you, okay?
There ain't no sucking behind this desk. I can promise you that.
The cameras are off for that.
Notice I'm all the way out here by myself.
What's the number?
631-560-3416. Call.
Back with the Burger King again.
What? Are you still eating over there? All the times it goes down, you don't put no food. Now we're live, you're putting food in your mouth.
I wonder why I'm fat.
Right? Yeah, why am I so fat?
What are you eating anyhow? Is that fries?
Yeah.
What, you want one?
No, I don't want one.
Cold.
They're cold and disgusting.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
they should have been in the trash an hour ago.
So, this is...
I love this guy. He just puts it in there, puts it in his mouth, you know?
So... Again, we apologize for the Wi-Fi shit tonight. In the studio, we have Mr. Mike Harris, Randy the Wrench, and
hello.
The infamous Kip Kotler.
Gotta love Kip, man.
Kip, you want to do any shout-out to anybody?
Kiss me. Listen, I tell a little story about Kip.
Okay.
We're with Indy Larry's last 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I go in there, I come back out, I go up to Motor Mayhem, and...
Hold that thought.
See, as soon as
somebody's got a story, yeah.
All right, then you guys want to call and bust my balls.
Get on the air. What do you got?
What's up, Johnny? Red Wolf.
Hey, Red Wolf. How are you, son?
Good. You know, I just figured it out. Why are you having so many problems? You're fucking dripping barbecue sauce and fucking ketchup on everything.
That could be the problem.
Like, you know what? I have to agree with you, dude. That's awesome.
That could be the problem. That definitely could be the problem.
And you know the caller earlier?
Uh-huh.
You know he was up to something.
Oh, definitely.
I recognize that voice right away.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The leader of Antifa. But every time he goes to say something, his boyfriend pulls him back.
Maybe it was one of the Howard Stern guys.
Yeah,
famous. Could have
been, yeah. Baba Booey. Yeah. Eat my ass. Yeah,
well, good luck tonight, guys. I'm watching.
You guys are fucking great.
Well,
thank you, Red, so much, Red. We are having so much Wi-Fi problems tonight, though, but
thanks for sticking.
We're gonna be fixing all that shit, man.
Take care. Man.
Appreciate it, though, brother.
No problem, brother. Peace,
brother. Peace.
No, I love that word.
That guy is a fucking blast.
Oh. Yeah, he is.
We're good. We're done again. No, every time you do this, so I'm like, you're freaking me out.
All right, we're gonna do a phone call real quick out here.
Here we go.
It's gonna be a surprise phone call.
Oh, good. I love surprises.
Oh, right. Boy. This can't be good.
No, it can't be good. What, Mama Dukes?
No.
Huh?
Okay. Biggest surprise.
Oh, I like it?
No. Right. He's not going to call Mama. We don't need to get yelled at.
No, she knows she's going to yell at us.
All right, you ready?
Ted on when? His phone's going to be smoking.
You ready?
All right.
Hello?
Who we got on the air?
Bad Daddy Rabbit in the house!
What's
Jesus Christ!
What's up, Mr. David Hayes?
Hey, don't go blaming him for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
David.
What a clusterfuck!
Well, you big clusterfuck, brother, right?
I'm about ready to
the throw fucking Wi-Fi ain't shit!
I'm going to throw it out the window today, I swear to God. It's the worst ever. And we
you need to fix the goddamn Zoom.
The Zoom.
The Zoom. You got a Zoom.
The Zoom.
Randy looks like a fucking Mack truck, and you guys look like a bunch of fucking midgets.
Well, that's what we look like without the Zoom.
Yeah, right? Can you imagine? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, David A.
So how you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm madder than a damn whore in Sunday school.
Oh.
I want to ask Tip a question.
Go ahead, Dave.
Lower
your radio. In 1979, Full Throttle Magazine done a write-up of one of the hardcore bikers, one of their first write-ups. And they wrote about Tip.
Really?
Yeah, redneck.
I want to know, who did the write-up? Was it Margaret, Mama Mayhem, or was it somebody else that did the write-up?
1979.
No. Yeah, no, I don't think Margaret was... No, Margaret's not even involved the last 10 years or something.
No, like redneck. I posted a picture somewhere on my website or somewhere.
Are you on?
That, I have no idea. Can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, he's on.
Yes, sir, I can hear you, brother.
Dave, lower your radio.
He's just
Yeah, you got to put your bike closer to that. There you go.
He's just soft-spoken. I can hear.
Yeah, no, I whatever. But,
It was a great write-up, man. I read that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I was amazed when I see... When somebody sent it to me on my phone. I was working on the tugboats, and they sent me, you know, through the phone, they sent me, you know, the picture or whatever, and I'm like, no way. I thought it was a joke. I thought that somebody made it up, you know, on Photoshop or something.
Wow. That's awesome, man. Yeah. No shit.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
That was a great fucking write-up. I appreciate you posting that, man.
Yeah, man.
Excellent.
Listen, you guys, even though we can't see you, we can hear you.
Okay.
And so you guys keep going. If we can't see you, that's okay. We know how damn fat you are. You know what I mean? You ain't got to show off all the fucking time, you know?
Exactly.
He who live in glass house.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, we'll do this again, so we'll have to reschedule Kip in for another great show.
We will.
Let's get Red in there, too.
Yep.
Red, he is a character from hell. Yeah. Great guy.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of great people wanting to come to your show, man. Everything is fantastic. Your group is kicking ass, thanks to the Kipster.
Oh, yes.
Thanks to Kelly Jean, Nana, Laura, all the help that you got, man. You got one hell of a team there, Johnny. And that thing's going to blow up this winter.
Yes, it is, and I can't wait. You guys are rocking out there. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you.
And what's that guy's name again? That fucker that runs that GPS all over the country on a motorcycle? Are they sponsoring him to ride around the fucking country?
Hey, no one sponsors me. I paid my own way, brother. You know what I'm saying? It is Mike Harrison from RoadCaptain.com.
That's right.
I like that guy. I like that guy that called in and said, man, I could ride around the country and just be a stripper and get all the money I want to.
That's John Frew. Yeah, John Frew.
Yeah.
I don't know how much money we're going to make, man, but, you know, we can give it a shot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's something, man. I love the show, guys.
Thank you so much, brother.
As always, had
Thanks for all the technical difficulty.
Thank you for all your support.
I'm sure it's just a wire or something.
Nah,
we'll get back on track. You can't keep a good thing down, man.
That's right.
And you guys are kicking ass, so you're not going to lose nobody. Everybody's behind you 100%.
And we appreciate that, man. Thank you so much, Dave.
That's a good thing about this.
Yes.
Your friends, they'll stick with you. You know what I mean?
That's it, brother.
And Kip, it's good seeing you there, buddy.
Yeah, good seeing you. Give a shout out to
Lord. And we want to thank you. I told Johnny, I said over and over again, I said, Johnny, I said, that fucking Kipster, man, he's something.
He is something.
Yeah, I said, I'd love to get him in there helping us.
Oh, yeah.
We want you to come down next summer.
Man, hell, I'm going to come down there. I'm going to pull a fucking Gibster. I'm going to come down there in the middle of wintertime.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
On your
sled. I'm
going to
pull that hardcore shit on you, brother. I love to ride in the damn winter.
Let me tell you something. There ain't no riding season with us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ride with snow on the ground.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't make a difference.
Hey, I ride 365 days a year up here.
There you go, brother.
Hey, oh, man. Dave, I don't play, man. Man, yeah. You got to survive. You got to survive.
That's it.
Hey, Dave, you got to see the chaps I made. I knew I knew.
Hey, I heard that.
Oh, man, wait. Let me tell you what they did, what I made. I had taken big, giant payload of tire tubes, and I cut them, and I put snaps and Velcro, and with, and, uh-oh, we're off?
We're off.
I don't know if you can hear me.
He can hear you. He can still hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
But, and I used suspenders, and I clipped them on. I still got them. I roll them up. Jeez. I put them on the back of the bike. I pull up
no
the
shit.
Bars. Oh, yeah, I pull up the bars. It's pouring rain out. I got a skin diver top on.
No shit.
That's
little, little shopping bags over my socks.
Oh,
and they're
my
like,
God.
Aren't you soaked? And I'm like, no, I got my leather chaps on. And they look like leather.
That's funny as hell.
They go down and they feel it to see, what do you mean, rubber?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah,
it's like a wetsuit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah, I pull up to a store up here, man, fucking 6-7 degrees below zero, get off the fucking bike, and people look at me like I just come out of fucking prison for 20 years or something. Like, they're scared to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one guy looked at me and said, what the fuck, man? You got heaters on that motherfucker or something? And I said, no, man. I just got a snowmobile outfit.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
You know, just like, you know, you ride on a snowmobile.
Exactly.
There you go.
You know, you put that motherfucker on and you go in the wintertime. If you got to have groceries for your family, you go.
That's
you
it.
Go.
That's it.
And that's just it.
That's
you know,
it.
If it, hell, I started mine one damn year, and it was so fucking cold, it purred like a kitty for about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden went to pinging, banging, swinging, and kapow. it was so damn cold, the lifters froze up on it.
Oh, my God.
I had to put
it was colder than a well digger's ass. I learned to put the heater underneath it. If it got below 32 degrees,
wow.
I just throw the old tarp over it and a little electric heater under it to keep it warm, you know.
Wow.
In case I got to go, I got to go.
That's
you know,
right.
That's just the way it is. But,
that's so true.
Hey, man, we love y'all. We love the show.
Thank
and
you,
things
Dave.
Are going to get better.
Yes, they
you
are.
Know, when you're down, you know, when you're down, feels like the end of the world, but we're still laughing, shitting, and getting.
That's right.
And loving the mayhem, baby. We're loving the mayhem. Everything's going to get better.
It's only the beginning, my brother. It's only the beginning.
We're going to have these guys back on the show again when the internet's better. I my mood is just so fucked up right now because of this. You don't know.
Yeah, now he's a
sick,
fucking
Mama
Debbie
Mayhem
Downer now.
Not there.
You know, he's soaking over there eating his goddamn fucking french fries. You know what? Let's not talk about a two-wheel thing, brother.
Yes, sir. Let's do that two-wheel thing. That's how it is, baby.
All right, Dave, thank you for calling, brother.
Yes, sir, we love y'all.
We love you too, man.
We'll see you, brother.
I got one word for you,
Randy,
brother.
You guys
peace.
Be good, man. We love y'all.
Peace, brother. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Dave.
All right, I'm going to actually make another phone call here.
Nice.
To somebody that we want to talk to here. Hold on.
Better be a girl, dude.
No, it's not a girl. Yeah. We are going to call. Oh, wait a minute. Where is it? Where can I find it? Oh, man.
So what I was saying, well, he was looking for that. What I was saying is, when we're at Indianary's bike week, we're out. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, no.
So we're at Larry's bike fest over there.
Yeah, the black party. Yeah.
At the black party, the fest, whatever.
Yeah, 14.
So I go up to Motorcycle Mayhem's tent, and Johnny goes to me, Kip is looking, but I thought he said Kim.
Oh, good.
And he goes, Kip Cody. I'm like, hold on a second. I'm like, is she hot? And then Rod goes, well, he has long hair.
Oh, great.
I'm like, oh, Kip? You say Kip. I know you say Kim. I mean, you know.
That's funny. I didn't know.
That was
you
good.
Never know.
That
might have turned Rod on.
All right, we're going to make another phone call here to Mr. Randy Ackers. In other words, Radical Randy. Let's say hello to him. He's part of Biker Trans Nation also.
I mean, this is the first radio station we have to call the listeners. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon, it's Randy.
Hey Randy, what's up? It's Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. How are you?
Hey, boys, what are y'all up to? I'm enjoying a little bit of Florida weather without a hurricane.
Hey.
How are you guys making out down there?
Oh, man.
This is Radical Randy, right?
Yep.
Love the name. I really do. That's awesome.
Had it since I was about 13, man. So it's stuck with me all my life.
Excellent. So what do you got over there that you want to talk about?
Oh, man, we got a lot of things happening. You know, we just got done doing the Camel City Bike Fest, which turned out really well with Wayne and Biker Trash Nation.
Yes, sir.
And then I own Battle of the Baggers, which we started that about 12 years ago. And we have the showdown of the baddest baggers ever right there at Myrtle Beach this year. Coming up the 5th and 6th, we've got the sound competition on Thursday. And on Friday, we have our showdown of who's the best bagger builder in the coastline.
Excellent.
So it's gonna be pretty cool.
Where you gonna be down? Where you gonna be down there in Myrtle Beach?
Oh yeah.
Well, I've been at Spokes and Bones for the last 10 years.
Okay.
And I'm the host MC, bar manager / bike show promotions and everything. So I've been doing this for like 27 years. So it's a lot of fun. Yep. Been the voice of the legendary Rat's Hole Custom Bike Show out of Daytona for 30 years.
I thought I knew that voice somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're going to be down in Daytona as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I've been at the Cabbage Patch for many years, and I do the Battle of the Baggers there.
Okay.
Now at our fall rally, we'll do that on Thursday. And then Friday, we do a traditional old-school chopper, just antique kind of bike show brought to you by a good friend of mine, Fran Hosh. She's our attorney in the state of Florida, so she kicks it up to bring back the old school guys also, you know, so that always turns out pretty cool. And then Saturday at Cabbage Patch, we have that legendary coleslaw wrestling.
You know, I got to say one thing about the coleslaw wrestling. They got to show some tits. They don't.
Oh, well. Yeah. Right? They do pop out once in a while.
But the nipples are covered.
They're covered, right?
No. It's free. No, there ain't no nipple coverage now. There ain't none.
Oh, no, huh?
It happens. It happens.
Wow, listen, Johnny just wants to eat the coleslaw. I mean, who are we kidding? He just wants to go eat the coleslaw and some boobies.
Before you ruin that coleslaw, let me get a cup.
I tell you, the one thing you don't want to do is camp across the street from that, and the next morning you have to smell that crap.
I can imagine. That
it's
must
horrible,
be nasty. I must have crossed paths with you so many times because I've been going down to Biketober Fest for the last 6 years now, so... And we're always at the Cabbage Patch. You know, I never drink a beer there.
Do you do regular bike week, Tim?
How can you never drink a beer there?
I've never drank a beer at Cabbage Patch. I don't know.
We got the coldest dadgum beer there, man.
I'm sure.
And we were even old school. We still carry PBR.
Well, yes, you do. You have that. You got that big, huge bottle of the can, right?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, baby.
Yeah, got that big, that 18 or 24 ounce, yeah.
Wow.
Do you do the spring bike week?
Beer there. Huh?
Do you do the spring bike week?
Oh, yeah. I do them all, man. I do fall rally and I do fall and spring. I do Thunder Beach rally for Panama City Harley
Davidson.
I love
that one. One of my favorites.
You know what? Thunder Beach has grown a lot, guys. It's it started out, it was more
a secret.
Of a...
It was a secret, man. Now the word's out.
It's getting better. It gives all the guys from Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia... Yeah. All that area, a bike week.
Yep.
And it's more of a couples kind of thing, though. It's more of a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend kind of hookup, you know?
Right.
More with that.
Not unless you go to the outpost.
Then you never know what the hell you're going to get.
you bring them to the Thunder, then you have Myrtle Beach, and you have you go by yourself.
Oh yeah.
You
the other little good secret is, guys, if you've never been, is Leesburg Bike Fest. I mean,
yes,
that is
I did that 2 years ago.
I've been the host of that since it started. I run the Budweiser stage out back.
Okay.
And we do the Rat's Hole show there also.
Right.
And it is just Leesburg 3-day bike fest. You get to drink in the streets.
Yep.
The cops are cool with
you. Cops are very cool down there.
Yeah, they don't. Man, you can do a burnout. They'll just take a picture and give you, hey, there you go. You know? It's like old Daytona used to be. I remember used to picking up girls topless down at Boot Hill and carrying them down to Froggies and dropping them off. You know? But you can't do that no more. You go to jail. Man.
But Leesburg is a really cool event. It really is.
Yeah. There's so many of them anymore. I'm the director of Ocala Bike Fest now. We do that. We're on our third year of that.
When is that one?
That's in April.
Wow.
That's in April. And this year we're going to have it at Warhorse Harley Davidson. So, you know, we do pretty cool with that one too. Then, of course, I've been on and off doing the legendary Boogie up in Bedford, Indiana, because I grew up there. So,
wow.
I'm an old Boogie virgin from way back in the day.
Well, you are definitely on the go, man.
Yeah.
And we definitely have a question.
That's the only way to make it, though. You got to hit them all.
Oh, dude, yeah, I travel more than most people. Me and a good friend of mine, Johnny Lane, from Strip Club Choppers, man.
And, you know, I was going to say, you sound exactly like Johnny Lane.
Hey, like, well, because we've been friends 25 years, so we sort of work off each other, you know?
Yeah. Listen, your success and stuff with the bike, it didn't happen overnight, man. You know, you had to put your time in.
Right. Well, I grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana. My grandparents owned a old dirt track up there called Kittley, or Speed Room, they call it nowadays. And then my uncle was in a couple of the clubs up there in Helmsburg and Brown County, Indiana, which I'll keep that off the air. But so as a young man, I grew up around a lot of the old school biker brothers.
Right, right.
And I mean, my first Harley was an Enduro 125. I think I was 14, you know, but. And then, shoot, man, me and my one brother up in Indiana, man, we left Indiana when we were 17 and rode two old hardtail shovelhead Sportsters all the way to Daytona Bike Week from Indianapolis. Took us 3 days to get there.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was 9 gallons of gas and 100 quarts of oil, but we made it.
Yeah. More oil than gas, I hear that.
It's fantastic what you do. It actually is. It was beautiful. If you want to send us a banner or something, I can put behind us. I would love to. You know,
I'll get you one after Daytona. I'll send you one from Cabbage Patch or something.
Well, you won't have to send it because we will be there.
Well, come on in.
We are definitely going to come see you, man.
Hey, now I got to tell you though, we do have a grudge match coming up November 11th. It's going to be the last show of the year, by the way. So we got a huge. We're calling out everybody with the big wheel baggers and sound and everything.
Okay.
And the legendary Joey Hensley from Backyard Baggers, right there in Winston-Salem,
right,
is calling out everybody for this big grudge match showdown.
Wow.
I'm going to be there hosting it.
Excellent.
And we're going to bring Battle of the Baggers to Winston-Salem along with Biker Trash Nation. And we're going to have the end of the year showdown of who's the best of the best.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we are
definitely going to be cool.
We're going to come find you.
And well, come on.
We're gonna
find me, man.
Out.
I'm not that. And hit me up on Facebook under Radical Randy or Randy Akers, AKERS. Hit me up.
I will.
Come on my page with me. You can follow my adventures and all my fun and my new lady in my life and see what the world's doing in the motorcycle industry.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Welcome to the Mayhem family.
Awesome. Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Yes, and we will support whatever you do. And
well, you got it, brother, back at you. And,
yes,
and
man.
Keep the cards and letters coming, man. I love it.
You got it, man. So
and,
listen.
Everybody out there, ride safe. Be cool.
Absolutely.
You know, the same, Randy.
You know?
Great talking to you and looking forward to seeing you in October.
You got it, brother. God bless.
Take care, man. Bye bye now.
Bye, bro.
Wow, that's an awesome call.
Awesome call.
Right?
That was a good one.
I didn't realize that so much. Yeah, you know.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff. I must have crossed paths with this guy so many times.
Really? I every event, I'm like, I've been there. I've been going there. I went there.
Yeah, we did the bike, the Leesburg.
I haven't done the Leesburg. I want to do that.
Like you said, it's pretty cool because you can drink in the streets.
Right.
But, you know, it's about, I don't know, 8 blocks long, 3 blocks wide.
That's nice.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool, man. They have a bands playing on the stage. And, you know, the one thing that's different about Leesburg than, like, any other bike we've been to, there's no real bars. Like, bars.
They have them outside.
They have all the stands out there, which is pretty cool.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can just walk up and get a beer.
Right, and walk down the street with it.
And, you know, go, by the time you're done with that one, there's not a beer cart there. You know, they have a tent with a bar inside, maybe. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like Daytona, where we got the Boot Hill, the Iron Horse, all that shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's definitely cool, man. You know, so definitely check out Leesburg. And Panama City is one of my favorite now.
I love Panama City.
Oh, I love it down there.
But like you said, it's more like a couple of things, so it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome down there.
Yeah, and you can go
the
for
scenery,
a ride.
The scenery, man, is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, really is. I mean, Daytona is still my favorite right now, but Panama City is right there.
You're a Daytona guy, that's all.
Yeah, you know what
I like Laconia myself.
I'm a big Laconia guy.
Laconia's got some really nice riding up there.
Listen,
man.
I stay
up through the mountains and shit.
I stay up in Lincoln. in New Hampshire. Okay. It's about 40 minutes, 30 minutes from Laconia, right. North.
Right.
You know, so I got all the mountain rides, and we go all there.
Right.
And then I'm so close to Maine that I could go to, like, Buckley's. It'd take me an hour and a half to 2 hours to get to Buckley's to drink up and have it. One of the best biker bars ever, man.
Yeah. Maine, you know? I lived in Maine for years. Oh. Last trip I went to Laconia, I just fixed my bike, and I took off up there. That was the last run I actually went on. And I had one of my ex-girlfriends, another friend, on the back, and I had a bunch of friends from Long Island behind me. And you got to watch some of the roads up there, because when you get in the country, there's no streetlights.
No.
At night, it is pitch black.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got hit with a June bug, man. I swear to God. Yeah. Boom. I tell everybody it was a bat. Yeah. Because that's the way it felt like a flying bat. I had this shit up my nose, in my glasses, in my eyes. And I couldn't see it. I slowed down. Everyone's doing it. And I slowed down like 60. Yeah. Now they're gone. They're like, what the hell happened to you? I pull out my glasses, everything's sideways.
Oh,
they're like, you're bleeding all over the place. It wasn't me, it was the bug.
I was down in Florida and had one of them flying cockroaches yanked my glasses right off my face, 90 miles an hour. Oh, boom, what the fuck?
Sorry, Kip, go ahead.
No, that's all right. No. So I'm riding, which wasn't at night at this point, but we were riding through the country roads, and I had a bunch of friends. We were going from one area to another area, and a deer jumped over our heads.
That happened to us too.
Yeah. Yep. And I was like, holy crap.
That's scary.
That thing was like that far from, you know, when we ducked.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was a whole family of them. And the friends behind me, they darted in between.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody got hit. I was, thank God. It's like
a tricky little basket.
Yeah. He's got a friend. We got a friend that got hit by a deer, right? Or hit a deer?
It's like hitting
a tree. Oh, Bobby,
It's like hitting a tree.
Yeah. Well, that's what I learned when I was up there, that they're like, don't worry about the deers. You got to worry about the moose.
They're worse.
Because their eyes don't reflect the light. Okay. They go, when you see a moose, it's too late.
Look, I've seen moose on TV for years, okay? I was out in Wyoming, and I saw one up close and personal. They are friggin' huge.
How personal?
Nah, not that personal. No, I wouldn't get that close. They're not friendly animals.
No, they're not.
But they are unbelievably huge.
They're huge.
Oh, Those things... A small one weighs like 11 or 1,200 pounds. Yep. These things are unbelievable. You see, and they got these little stick legs and everything else, but when you get close, on the end of those legs, they got these hoofs that have to be like this big around. They're unbelievable. They're huge. The rack is like 8 feet wide.
I love the rack.
They are.
What a rack.
They are huge. But I remember I telling you about my friend Bobby, who moved down to North Carolina. He hit a deer one night.
Wow.
He was with a bunch of friends, but he hit the deer square, right in the center between the legs.
Split it.
Basically, but it also, you know, knocked him off the bike and everything. Yeah. So he's laying on the side of the road, and he's all got blood and guts on him and everything else. They thought he was, you know, it was all him.
Right.
He didn't have a scratch on him. It was all the deer. It just exploded.
That's fucking nasty.
Oh, yeah. Even Bobby said he was gagging. Yeah. He couldn't take it. And, he got lucky because he hit him dead square, right in the center, and the thing just blew up. And the bike got a little screwed up and stuff. But I mean, he rode away. He rode away from it, covered with that crop. Yeah. You know, they were pouring everything on him, but he still had that stuff all over him.
All the attendants, you know, everything all over the guts.
He said he was gagging until they could get someplace where he could actually wash up.
My God, that's disgusting.
See, that's a good story if you can tell that, man. You know, hitting a deer like that and walking away.
And walking away,
And riding your bike away from it.
Well, see, Bobby's, he's old school. I mean, old school. I mean, he's been riding since, I don't know, since he was probably 12. And, you know, I mean, when he was in high school, he had one of them Volkswagen trikes, and he's got that tattooed on his arms. But this is a guy who's always rode, from you know, high school right on up, just always rode. Putting zillion miles on stuff, and you go anywhere with this guy. We were in friggin' Wyoming. We walk into a bar in Wyoming, and he runs into somebody he knows. I mean, everywhere we went with this guy, I used to follow him all over the place because he would be like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna go here. All right, whatever." I'm just following his taillight. Yeah. You know, he had an old 58 drop tail frame with a 77 shovel motor in it. So I just remember following that little taillight, that tombstone taillight, everywhere, going anywhere with that, because he was always up for it. Let's go. We're out of here. Yeah. And, We would ride all over the place, and everywhere we went, this freaking guy knew somebody. I mean, just knew somebody. Old friends, like, oh, yeah. Remember that week? You got to be kidding me. It was just amazing. Everywhere we went, he knew stuff. He was like him. He was old. True old school, you know.
You know what? That's one of the biggest joys when I go to places. When I used to ride all over, no matter where I went, I know people. But to meet up with these people and you know, the camaraderie and it's just great. I mean,
That is a great feeling.
We trade off stories and stuff.
You know, see, we would walk into places. I mean,
You told me a story about Indian Larry, the night when it happened to him when he passed away. That's a good story. That's a good story to tell.
What happened was I just was finishing up my bike. I still needed stuff. I needed to change the tires. I needed a few other things before I wanted to go on any decent-sized trips. So I met up with Larry at the shop, the old shop at Gasoline Alley, and he's like, "Kip, you coming down? We're gonna trail our bikes and fly down." I said, "Well, you know me, I'm not gonna do that. I ride everywhere.
I ride my bike
to Trailer Week everywhere.
The
thing was, is I said, "Nah, you know, I'm gonna skip. I'll catch up with you guys. I had other friends going down there too, you know, associated with Larry in his shop, and I says I'll catch up in another rally, you know, down the road." And I went back to work. I was working on tugboats back then, and I got two calls. And one was from John Mack, who worked for Indian Larry, and he was one of the guys that they built the Legacy bike.
Right.
Yeah. And Chris Condom, who used to work for Cycle Source magazine. Right. These are real old school and old friends of mine from, you know, things I've done with them in projects and rides and everything. But they called me. The first call I got, you know, while I was on a boat, was they just took him away in the helicopter, and he was still alive.
Yeah.
And then half hour or so later, or an hour later, I got a second call from one of the other ones telling me that he passed.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that was horrible. Like, wow. Yeah, it is horrible.
Yeah.
I always had a lot of respect for him. Out of all these guys, I mean, you see a lot of these guys doing bike building and stuff. Larry just lived his life. Like we were talking about Greg Orman. These are guys that just lived their life their own way, their terms. They did what they wanted to do. They didn't, you know. And you gotta have a lot of respect for people
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, life on their own terms.
You know, I own my own business, but I'm still a slave.
Yeah.
I just have a couple hundred bosses instead of one. What's the difference?
Right.
Okay? I'm stuck here because of that. Okay? I can't do, you know, I'm a slave to it because I've got no other choice at this point. Okay? Those guys, no. They never. Nobody told them what to do, where to go, when to do it.
How to do it.
You know, at all. I mean, these are guys that just live their lives their way. And I so much long for that. But, you know, can't. You got my mother's here. I got responsibilities. Right. But you know something? Someday.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm, you know, 90 years old. I need a little crane to get me on the bike. Yeah. I'm gonna just go and not come back. You know what I mean?
In my head, you could do both. In my head, you could have the dream and ride, man, and still take care of your stuff. That's why I came up the road cap.
It's hard.
Not for nothing, you know? Mike. I had the lifestyle, man. Yeah. I had the perfect job working on tugboats.
Right.
With that, you work 2 weeks and you're home 2 weeks.
Right.
And you know your whole schedule for the whole year.
Wow.
So you can plan out.
Everything.
This is what I did.
Right.
I planned out. I'd spend time with my girlfriends or they'd come with me when I got home.
I like the yes at the end of that. Give me a little love.
I take care of my bills. And I was gone. I was on the road and I was going to these places all over the country. I was like, this was my world. I was like, wow.
Well, you know what? You see that, kid, because when you go to places, you know, you know everybody. I mean, they come up to you, you go up to them. I mean, you know everybody, you know. So
it's a great thing, and it's like I said earlier. You know, that's one of the biggest joys for me when you run into your friends from whenever, could be last year or could be, you know, from 20 years ago,
right.
And it's like, wow, you know, you embrace each other, you know. Right. It's like, wow, this is great, man. And you trade off stories and how's this one and, you know, what are we planning to do down the road? It's great, man.
That's why I used to love riding with Bobby because we used to, I mean, we were in the weirdest places in the world. We'd walk into some bars that were even, you know, shady from, you know, what I expected. And Bobby would run into somebody. I'm like, okay, we're home. I don't have to worry about being in this bar. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's why I used to love riding with him because, you know, you walk in that bar and you're like, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, your head
and
up.
He's like, yeah, I know you. Okay, all right, sit down, have a beer. I'm good. I'm comfortable. I'm relaxed again.
Sweet. Yeah. Yeah. But let me see. We got about 15 minutes left. I want to say real quick, check out. If you're in the Long Island area, The Village Idiot in Patchogue.
Oh, definitely. The Village Idiot, absolutely.
Right, they're right in the heart. Right in the heart.
What a breakfast. You go there Sunday morning breakfast.
Sunday morning breakfast.
They got music playing at 10, you know, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Live music.
In the newly redone town of Patchogue.
Patchogue is fucking beautiful now, man.
Yeah, I mean, they really.
Don't buy the hype, man. But you see what they just said, that the Patchogue is a New Hamptons?
No.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Patchogue's a New Hamptons?
It's not, but they have turned that around. Okay.
But right, I will say Patchogue.
Patchogue used to be pretty nasty down there.
A great hang there.
And the town has really taken an initiative and has turned that thing around and put the money in where they had to put the money in.
Exactly.
And attracted the right companies and everything else.
We go there. I take an Uber there. It cost me $7. And an Uber cab because it's like 40 bars there. I'll make sure I hit all of them.
Right.
And right in the heart of Patchogue is the Village Idiot.
Oh, yeah.
8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. Their food is fantastic.
Fantastic.
And Sunday football there. They got fucking TVs all over the place.
Oh, are we getting back on that again?
No. Okay, you don't have to watch the football, but go eat their food. I sat there one day waiting to speak to Maureen. And they're like, can we get you something to eat? I'm like, yeah, give me the.
Say that again. I thought you were going to sing a song on it. Maureen.
And I go, you'll make it the macaroni and cheese with wedges. Right. I'm thinking, these fucking things came out like baseball. I said, you better bring me a box. I'm not going to eat all these. I ate them all, by the way. But, oh, my God, the best steak tidbits I've ever eaten in my life.
I go there every Sunday for breakfast, man. You know, the brunch. You get that the wrap, the tortilla wrap with the eggs and the bacon.
We're going there Sunday, honey.
Malone.
We are going there Sunday. Also, if you're in the New York area, out in the Holbrook area, right on Lincoln Avenue, 1337, is 1940 Brewery.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You got to take his
drink. Hold on a second. So the sisters doing a little cold cocks whiskey.
Yes. So, you know what? You want to definitely check out 1940 Brewery. They make fresh beer every day. Incredible beer. Awesome shit. And, you know. And, you know what? You like the shirt? Motorcycle Mayhem. All right, CNS Design and Apparel.
And it feels so good, man.
Yeah, it does feel good, right?
I wouldn't know.
I didn't get one.
I don't have one of his shirts. I don't have one of his shirts. No, I am the redheaded stepchild. I'm going to get a patch, redheaded stepchild. Put it right up here.
They don't make the tents no more, man. Well, the highest we can get is a triple X. You know? We got to call Momar. Momar's going to come in and make the tents.
I'm smaller than he is. I am a lot smaller than he is.
Listen, I'm hungry.
Here we go. More french fries in the mouth. Unbelievable.
Those things got to be hard.
But,
heart, you know how bad they are? You can't even smell them.
When you can't
smell the Burger King french fries, don't eat them.
Yeah.
All right? Because they're old.
But you know what?
Like I was saying, tell me what.
I don't even know if we're on yet.
I don't know. You know what, at this point,
we could be still talking to each other.
If anybody's out there listening to us right now, thank you for sticking with us, man. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we love all our fans, man. You know, we want to try to give them the best.
Well, that's
why we
love our fans. They stick with us.
But we can't if we don't have the Wi-Fi working right. But we're gonna fix their ass.
We're gonna fix the Wi-Fi.
We are gonna fix that shit. Anyway,
bigger, better, better.
That's right.
Yeah, we gotta get Mama back.
Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Yeah, Kim says hello, Mama. Yeah. And Mama can't fix that either.
Yeah.
No, if Randy can't fix it, nobody can fix it. Trust me.
I'm surprised Mama don't even call in. You know, call her a little mic or something. I think she's a little, you know.
Yeah.
I think she, you know, maybe has a little thing for me or something.
She might.
You know, a little nervous. Well, you know what? I haven't met Mama.
Well, I heard that.
It's like Norm's wife, and she is.
I heard you have a little thing for her.
I love that, brother. That's awesome.
Norm's wife, and she is. That's fucking great. Oh my God!
Took you about what 30 seconds to catch that?
Oh yeah, no, he was all over that. He's like, when this scumbag's gonna freaking screw up, I'm gonna get him, making fun of my fat weight.
That's right. And plus, check out Cycle Source magazine. Get it ordered to your house. I think it's $25 nice. For the year.
Cheap. That's cheap.
It says it right on it, Johnny.
No, that's if you buy it in the store.
Was it $1.50?
But if you get it sent to your house, it's a deal.
Look on the back. I think it gives you the subscription price. Somewhere, right on it, it does, somewhere.
Now you want me to read now?
No.
Oh, Gutbusters. Want to tell some jokes?
Oh, yeah. Say a funny
one. No, but I'm ending the show with a joke. So. You're going to love this joke. You guys are here.
All right.
Tonight's joke is Johnny Stinks.
Hey.
The internet didn't work. You guys weren't on at all.
Yeah, we're just talking away.
I still had a good time.
Yeah, we're having a show for ourselves.
For ourselves.
Exactly.
Well worth it.
Well, you know what? We're gonna have you guys back in the studio when everything's working.
If we're gonna keep doing this, though, we're gonna have to set up in a bar.
Yeah, right.
Listen, that'd be awesome. Look at that. Right, have to do a little round table at the bar.
Get an Uber app, and okay, we're good to go.
Why? My wife does not drink.
There we go. So I, driver right there.
Uber,
Kim don't drink neither.
Uber Dawn.
Oh my God.
There you go again.
We're going to have to get her one of those little, you know, the little buses. She can drive us around.
And depending on where we go and what kind of night we're going to have, we might need some little helmets also.
Yeah. Well, you do have that Motorcycle Mayhem bus, don't you?
Oh, we do have a Motorcycle Mayhem bus, yeah. But it's a Crash Up Derby bus.
Oh, so it does
isn't die. It? It's out in Riverhead.
Oh, is it garbage now?
I don't know. It might be.
Did you guys win?
Yeah, I think he won.
Yeah, awesome.
So who's stripping?
What, clothes off?
So,
wrap it up.
Fuck
is,
that.
Is that wrap it up?
Or no.
Take your clothes off? What was that?
No.
You're stripping.
Plus, also, I'd like to mention Steel Horse Harley Davidson.
Nice.
Yes.
They're out in Mexico. I do not know the town.
Yeah, we haven't heard from them, though.
I know. I hope they're okay with the earthquakes.
I don't think
it
was near them, but I don't know. I think they were.
I'm not sure.
7.1, I think it's near everybody.
Yeah, well.
Mexico's not that big.
You know, that's true. You know? I'll give you that one. That's
and we'd like to thank everybody for watching tonight. And everybody that really supports us, we appreciate it. And go on our page and like it and follow us.
Obviously,
and follow the Road Captain and check out his app and all that shit. And Kip, you got a page, right?
Yep. Yeah, KipSpikerSite.com.
Yeah, yep. Nice. Check out Kip's. And Randy the Wrench is always available if you need him.
Yeah, call something. Me anytime.
You know what? You call them up, ask a question about your bike.
Or you can even send me any Facebook. Don't matter.
Send them a Facebook message or a question or, you know, you want to date them. Date them. Hey, why not?
Did that guy call up for just asking a question about the bike?
Trust me, there
ain't
gonna be a lot of that.
Oh, my God.
But, that was Randy the Wrench's call?
Yeah, I think that was Randy the Wrench's call.
Randy the Wrench, how can I help you?
No. He was.
That
was a Kip call. That was knuckleheads and stuff like that.
You put that on me. I was like, what?
Now, he does the knuckleheads panhead and stuff like that. Amiibos and Twin
Cams. Can we put a plate on the generator or the monitor sign? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
How do I get a screw out of my sissy bar?
Yeah.
Kip, someone asked about your website again. Oh, right Kip, into the mic, buddy.
KipsBikerSite.com. KipBikerSite.com.
Awesome.
And that's old school, baby.
Old school, baby.
Yeah. That is definitely old school. I'm very proud to know Kip.
Oh, listen. I'm lucky to meet this guy, man. He's
if it wasn't for him,
he's my brother for life. But now,
if it wasn't for guys like him, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly. And that's what brotherhood is all about.
It is.
Bikers.
It is.
Because guys like him,
they paved the way.
You know, and
thanks for having me on too.
Yeah, well, yeah. This won't be the last time because once we fix that thing over there, we're gonna have you back on with a better show and.
Yeah,
you know,
next time we're going to be 8 of us in this room.
Yeah,
I want to apologize because Johnny Lang was supposed to call in tonight, but he had a problem. He couldn't call in.
Right.
He's actually in traveling back from Arkansas, I believe.
Well, I'm going to meet Johnny. Oh, yeah? I'm going to meet Johnny down in Myrtle. Yeah, I'm only going to be there for 2 days because I have to come back and go to Vegas. And then it's going to be a busy month, October, for us. So.
Yeah, well, I'll be in Daytona meeting him. Well, actually, if everything goes well, we're not 100% sure.
You're going to be there the 16th. You're going to go to...
The villages first. I can't do that at 11.
The old age home.
We're not there, age home over there. You know?
Sons of arthritis.
The sons of arthritis. That's I great. Love it. But yeah, but that's but I'm going with you on that. So
yeah,
you should let me know what time you guys are leaving.
Yeah, we're going to be that Monday. We're actually going to do a show. Me and Margaret are doing a show somewhere in Florida. We don't know yet.
Right.
Where yet? Because her mother lives in the next town from mine.
But are you hitting Biker Trails Nation before you go down to Florida?
Yes.
So when are you doing that? The 14th.
14th will be in North Carolina.
You're leaving here the 14th.
No, I'm leaving the 12th.
The 12th.
So actually the 13th.
Am I meeting you in North Carolina?
If you like, we'd love to have you there.
Right. He's so difficult, man.
Good luck, because he doesn't know.
He don't know. He knows. Hey, Dawn, where are you going?
Dawn knows. She has no clue. No, but...
trying to answer people.
Ah, okay.
Oh, you're talking to people?
All right.
Are they liking the show, or?
Anybody said hi to me?
Said they love
me. No one ever says hello to me.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Hey,
Johnny.
Why would anybody want to?
I don't know.
No, Johnny's pretty cool, man. But you know what? I get a little nervous. Nobody ever says hello to him.
No.
I don't even know. No shadow. You get Rod.
I'm like the redheaded stepchild.
No, he's the redheaded stepchild. No, you just
I give you a shout out once.
Yeah,
just once.
And that was like a year ago.
I curse at him all day in text. Oh. You know, I just text stuff to him.
AGB.
Hello.
We're off the air.
I was gonna go. Hello, AGB. Yeah, how you doing?
Let's get back on the air one more time to say goodbye.
We're good.
Angie Bean,
triple B's. Rebecca Hoop Higgins.
You gotta have some love for Angie Bean.
Angie Bean,
Randy.
Listen, I kind of like to meet her too.
You look like a Mack truck over there. Don't forget. But I'd like to shout out to Rebecca Hoop Higgins also.
Oh, say that twice.
Rebecca Hoop Higgins.
I'm amazed because Johnny only can't even speak English.
Wallflower?
Aaron Waller says hi to you.
Hey, Alan, what's up?
Aaron.
All right. Maybe that's why people don't say hi to you. Get the names
right. I'm just saying.
You know, just saying.
Hey, look, it's just a good thing that most of what comes out of his mouth is English like right. So most of the time it's steak and ease.
I speak steak and ease.
You got to see when him and his kids get together.
Oh.
Almost unintelligible.
And my brother and my cousin.
They speak their own language. It's like this. Blah 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 blah. Stuff. You're like, what the hell?
You can't find
it. Yeah, no.
The pen's over there. Right?
But his kids understand him perfectly.
What are you saying to me? What's the pen? What are you doing? You don't know that?
What are you deaf?
No. Kids speak it. They understand it. Right off the bat. It's so funny.
Oh, my God. But again, I would like to thank for our listeners out there, Scott Bushy, and the big help of Kelly Jean Doyle on the Live to Ride, Ride to Live page. She's doing great. Laura
that page is doing very well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Yeah.
David Hayes, Jane Morris, John Frew, Kip Cotler, the man in the studio, Angie Bean, and Wayne Penix, and everybody out there, and Kim Roden. All right?
Don't forget Kim, baby. Kim. I can't wait to meet her, too. She looks like a freaking firecracker.
I bet you she's trouble.
I'm telling you. Oh, I like trouble. She's fun trouble. You know?
As long as you're
Listen, it's not my first rodeo. You know? She's fun trouble. You know, and I love fun people. Okay. I love going out and having a good time.
There is
innocent fun. Ride your bike, have a good time, have fun.
Very little in this world that scares me at all. So she don't scare me.
No, she don't scare me.
Angie likes your voice.
Angie, turn your bass up real loud.
Turn it up. Angie, you feel that?
Wait a minute. Why am I getting a hard-on? How do I get a hard-on from that?
Because, Johnny, you get a hard-on over everything.
What the fuck happened there?
Yo, Angie, I'm coming for you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yo, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it is.
You're making my wife crazy over there. Nice.
Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian. Hey.
Yo, Adrian. Cut me, Nick.
Yo, NGB.
Yo,
NGB.
Yo, NGB. NG.
NG.
I love you. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
I love you.
I love you, NG.
I love you.
Easy, Johnny.
Easy, Johnny. Listen, I don't even know if he's saying I love me or I love you.
No, I'm rocking him at the end of Rocky. At the end of Rocky, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Do you two guys need a private room?
There's some stuff between these guys.
I know.
I'm sitting over there where you're sitting.
You can't sit over there. There's production over there.
Talk about being stuck between a rock and two fat guys.
Well, on this note, ladies and gentlemen, it is 8 o'clock at, I mean, not 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock somewhere.
Say Rebecca's name right. It's
Rebecca Roop Higgins.
Roop.
Rebecca Roop Higgins. Rebecca Roop Higgins.
Roop.
Rebecca Roop Higgins.
Roop, roop.
Three times fast.
Okay. How about can I just call you Rebecca?
Right.
Hey, Rebecca.
There you go.
Hey, Becky. How you doing, Becky?
Hey, Becky. Yo. All right, man. And that note, we all like to say thank you for watching. Thank you, Randy.
Look up RoadCaptain.com. Peace.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
Next week, we'll have better Wi-Fi, I promise you. Until then.
Yeah, and I won't be here.
We'll see you. We'll be back. 877-91-75263. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. It's a
A guy's buying a used motorcycle from his cousin. He says to his cousin, "My God, your motorcycle's like new. How do you do it?" His cousin says, "It's very simple. I got a tube of Vaseline. Anytime it's about to rain, I coat the chrome with a little Vaseline. That way, when it rains, it doesn't tarnish, stays like new. In fact, you know what? You're taking my motorcycle. I don't need a Vaseline. Take it. Thanks." He gets in a motorcycle. He's going to pick up his girlfriend. They're going to her parents' house. He's going to meet them and have dinner with them for the very first time. They're on the way. She says, "Harry, I got to tell you something. My family's a little weird. You can't talk during dinner. Because if you talk during dinner, you got to do the dishes." All right. They get to the house. He walks up the steps. They open the door. The entire living room is full of dirty dishes. He looks. The stairs going up, dirty dishes. The dining room, filthy. The kitchen, side yard, dirty, filthy dishes. Never done the dishes in months. They sit down to eat the whole meal. Nobody talks. It's the end of the meal. He's a little horny. He figures nobody's going to say nothing. So he grabs his girlfriend and pops her right there on the dining room table. Nobody says nothing. He's still a little horny. And the mother's kind of cute, you know. So he grabs the mother and starts doing her on the table. He's just about done. He looks out the window. It's starting to rain on his motorcycle. He reaches his pocket, pulls out the tube of Vaseline. Her father jumps up and says, "All right, I'll do the fucking dishes."